Welcome to the program. Tyler Friel with you on WISR. We are continuing our election coverage by interviewing candidates in local races, and today we are focusing on the 10th District, which is a portion of northern Butler County, primarily in the Slippery Rock area, also in parts of Beaver and Lawrence County. And we are joined on the phone by the Democratic candidate for the 10th District. That is Colby Cole. She joins us via telephone. Colby, good afternoon, and thanks for joining us.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, Colby, you are running for the 10th District, and we ask every candidate, people get into these races because they have an interest in serving the public. What is one big idea, one big accomplishment that is a main driver of your campaign and why you would like to serve the people of the 10th District in Harrisburg?
Well, I have a history in working with youth and being really interested and involved in the youth and the lives of building our youth up. And so I'm really excited, and hopefully I have the opportunity to get on the education committee and do just some reform on the way that we are seeing our monies go to our schools and how we're allotting our funding in the schools and building some equity and some collaboration with our school districts. We have amazing school districts in our area, and they all have great programs in different avenues. And if we could get a collaborative effort on all of our schools in our areas to be able to have electives that are shared, just like kind of our sports programs. So, for instance, if a kid wants to be on a swim team, and their school does not have a pool, they can go to the nearest school or a partnering school that has a pool to join the swim team. I would like to see that with our electives. If a child wants to take a German class, then and their school district doesn't have a German class, then their neighboring school district or partner school district does. They'll be able to take advantage of their course like they would do their swim team, and kind of really highlight some opportunities for our kids so we can continue to engage in their futures and really capitalize on their interests so they can be the leaders that they should be for our district. And they want to stay here and be leaders in our district.
And I guess as a follow-up to that then, are you more in favor of the state and the Department of Education in Pennsylvania getting more involved in curriculum for local school districts?
I think within reason, of course. Curriculum is very, very important to school districts. And I think that curriculum can also be individualized depending on where the area is. And that's why I think that it's important for us to be able to share resources, because our District 10 is very, very vast and different in its populations in different areas of the district because we are so large. And I think that there are some school districts that can specialize in other things where other school districts can't, like, for instance, farming. We have some amazing agricultural families in our area, and we have some small town, small business families in our area, and they can really, really capitalize on each other. So really getting the communities involved, getting our voters involved in what they feel and think should be part of the curriculum. And also, having the state have some stake in it, too, will be important. We need that statewide bipartisan effort to create some things for our kids that they need.
We're here with Democratic nominee for the 10th House District. That's Colby Cole. Sticking with education, Colby, curious to get your thoughts on the state system of higher education. There are some financial concerns about whether or not the state can sustain 14 schools. Obviously, Slippery Rock University is in your district. What would be your plans for managing the state system, and do you believe that the state can maintain 14 higher education universities?
I think that, again, once we take a look at how we're allocating our money for our school systems, then we can take a look and really take a critical look at what we're doing with our higher education systems and if we can sustain. For this I feel like it has to come from the bottom up. We need to start with our public school systems and then work our way up to higher education in our state colleges. Each state college is so important for the culture of their area and for the culture of our students in our district. And so we can't take that lightly. I think that we really need to take a serious evaluation approach to this and really see what we're looking at before we make any judgments on how on if we can sustain anything or not.
I want to ask you about coronavirus response and, more importantly, how you believe the state should move forward. There's been a lot of rehashing about what Governor Wolf and his administration has done in the past. My question to you is more targeted for what this administration and what the state needs to do moving forward. We sit here. Obviously, coronavirus is not going away in the near-term future. What do you believe is the best way for Pennsylvania to move forward while maintaining and trying to provide economic relief to those in the state, but also making sure public health measures are instituted?
I think it starts with leadership. We really need leadership to get on board and to really promote and encourage all of the safety guidelines that the CDC has put into place to help us mitigate this. You're right, it's not going away, and it's not going to go away easy once it starts to die down. What we really need to do is build some integrity within our community so that we understand that this is a public health matter. This is not infringing on your rights. This is not something to try to control you or to try to put power into the government. This is for our own safety and protection. This is for the well-being of us, of each of us. And so if we can have some leadership that really translates that so that we can all get on board to have the safety precautions that we need to continue to respect the CDC guidelines, then we could see, we can be able to open up more things. We can be able to have some more opportunities for our small businesses to do things to keep their businesses open, because there will be a mutual respect amongst the community on the guidelines that we need to take to keep us all safe. It needs to be approached better by our leadership, especially in District 10.
In regards to of what the legislators in Harrisburg are going to have to deal with, too, I mean, the state is staring down about a $4.5 billion shortfall when looking at the budget heading into the next budget year. There's going to be a lot of hard decisions that will need to be made. What are you looking at in the budget that you think are programs that can either be cut or are taxes going to be raised, or is there a third magic bullet that's out there that you think could be on the table?
I think we need to start looking at opportunities for more income in our area. We have a lot of different things that we can gain from and that we can build upon as far as bringing money into our area, into our communities, and into Pennsylvania. And so there's a lot of things that we can do to get extra income. I'm not sure, and I don't want to speak too hastily on what we can cut. I would need that that opportunity to really get into my position to really study what we're spending and what we need, especially in our area, and then I could make an educated assessment as to what we need to do. But I would definitely take this seriously and really be intent on what I would choose to do for the betterment of our future.
We're talking with the Democratic nominee for the 10th District. That is Colby Cole. Colby, the elections, Pennsylvania is at the heart of some election controversy in regards to mail-in ballots. Are you comfortable with the Pennsylvania election laws as they are? Do you think they need to go further? Or are you, again, comfortable with what is currently in place?
I have confidence in our government and in our system and in our governor. And I feel that if we as citizens, as voters, are taking our rights and our civil duties seriously, that it will be okay. We just have to follow directions. We have to be diligent with our instructions as leaders, and we have to be present and be there and willing to help. You know, I'm out on the streets trying to get folks registered to vote, And it's not easy. There are some glitches in our systems, in our online systems, and so then we switch to paper. We just have to continue to work around the glitches and the mishaps. And I think we've learned to do that through this COVID event. And I think that we're honing in and learning how to do that again with this, with voting and making sure that everybody gets a fair and equal right to vote. But I do have confidence in our government, and I do have confidence in our citizens that they are going to plan their vote. They are going to vote early if they have an option, and they're going to track their vote if they choose to do so through their email. We have systems set in place to safeguard our rights, and I have faith in those too.
Economic growth is always a concern among voters. How are you going to make the economy better? What type of policies would you be in favor for at the state level that would see economic growth happen in the 10th legislative district?
Well, I think one of the things that we can do and one of the things that has been on the table is to incrementally raise our minimum wage. We should not have to raise our minimum wage, but we do, because every person deserves a decent wage to live off of. And that comes alongside with our cost of living expenses. We also need to take a look at our cost of living expenses and make sure that we are mitigating them for our citizens so that when we do get a raise in our minimum wage, everything else doesn't raise as well. We need a threshold to be able to give our citizens time to breathe and money in their pockets so that they do spend it in our district. They do spend it in our economy, that they do feel comfortable going to those small businesses and spending their money because they have a little bit more money in their pocket.
What do you feel, too, and you had talked about going back to our conversation in regards to public education, that there is this necessity to invest in education in order to keep people here. What do you think ultimately will keep people here? I mean, there's going to be other factors than just having a solid public education. How do you see Western Pennsylvania actually have population growth as opposed to stagnant or even a population decline?
I think great leadership, building hope in our communities, and bringing opportunities to our communities is important. If the opportunity is not there, people will leave to find opportunity. So we have to make sure that we continue to bring opportunity here, innovative opportunity, and not just the same opportunity that maybe, you know, our grandparents had or our parents had, but opportunity that our young people want to see, because it's going to be their community. It's their future, and so we have to tap into them and see how do they want to see our area? What do they want to see here? What opportunities do they want to see here? We as leaders have to get engaged so that we know what our district wants, and because we have the power to provide it to them. So let's provide it to them. Let's do our civil service. Let's do what we're supposed to do as leaders and serve our community in the way that they want us to serve it, and not in the way that we have it in our minds. So we have to get back to the civil service of leadership in our community to build the hope, and then we have to bring in opportunities that our young people are going to appreciate to keep them here so that they know that there's something here for them.
We're talking with Democratic nominee for the 10th District, Colby Cole. Colby, also want to touch on this before we go. You have called for the resignation of your opponent in this race, Republican Aaron Bernstein, following comments and videos that have surfaced over the past week in which he allegedly had his son smoke a cigar and also had vulgar comments about women. I wanted to just give you an opportunity to expand upon that point.
Yes, sir. I just feel like it's an unfortunate situation, and it has brought to light just some unstable decisions, and it's kind of bringing it to the forefront. You know, if he is willing to exploit his own child for his personal gain, and he's willing to delete comments from constituents that don't agree with him, and ignore and belittle voters who don't see his side, then how is he representing us? what is he doing in Harrisburg for us if he doesn't respect us, if he doesn't even respect his own family enough to not exploit them? I'm praying for that child, and I hope that that child and his mother are safe and that they are getting what they need. And I'm praying for him, too. You know, hurt people hurt people. And I'm big on mental health, and I'm big on PTSD. I think that trauma plays a big factor in how we treat each other and how we react. And I feel that looking at those clips, you know, it would not hurt them to go to some therapy, to take some time off for himself to get better. He has the drive and the ambition to be a leader. He just needs to humble himself enough to be the good leader that he sees himself as. If he humbles himself and gets some help and respects his wife the way he should and his son the way he should, then I think that District 10 would be able to see his changes and to forgive him. But to get on alive and to just bypass the seriousness of what he's done by saying that some things will be true, some things are coming out, some more things are coming out, that's concerning. He is representing me, and that's not who I am. And that's why he needs to step down, to rearrange, to readjust, to restore his family, and then he can come back and be the leader that he sees himself as.
She's Colby Cole, the Democratic nominee for the 10th District in Pennsylvania. Colby, thank you for the time.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Tyler. I really do.
You are listening to WISR 680 AM. Our election coverage will continue tomorrow as we cover the 11th House District. We appreciate you tuning in, and we'll be back again here right on WISR 680 AM.